My new agent, Bob Gersh, picked me up for lunch one day. After getting a look at, and a whiff of, my apartment, he realized that his newest client, while a decent earner, was no star in the self-maintenance department. It was time, he calculated, to call in reinforcements. He introduced me to a husband and wife management team, who I'll refer to as B&S. Managers, they explained, do whatever agents cannot. Available at any hour, they devise the perfect career strategy, help me establish and meet goals, and so much more. With their vast network of contacts, they'd get me on a fast track to success. Bottom line, they'd be my new best friends in Hollywood. For his part, Bob Gersh earned the standard 10% of my paycheck off the top, and for holding my hand, my new managers took another 20%. Whenever I needed help they couldn't provide, B&S directed me toward the appropriate Hollywood professional, a photographer, publicist, or lawyer. In my teenage, fresh-from-Canada cluelessness, this pattern of delegating any and everything that needed doing in my life produced what I thought of as an ever-widening circle of allies. Only much later did I realize that feeding frenzy was probably a more apt description. Halfway through the first season of Palmerstown, my lease was up. Diane had come down from Canada and was by now my roommate. Needing more space, we found a slightly larger but equally funky one-bedroom apartment in nearby Brentwood. The new rent was almost double, $425, but in addition to a bathtub, this place boasted an actual kitchen sink. Above the kitchen sink, there was a cupboard, just the right size for a monster. This was about the time that the mathematical absolutes I had protested to my mother about during junior high school came back to bite me on the ass. You see, I had no patience for numbers and therefore no facility for keeping track of my debts and expenditures. I was earning SAG minimum rates, which I came to learn barely covered the basics, apartment, clothing, car rental, food, plus business expenses, all those percentages. Then there was Uncle Sam. I'd overlooked a subtlety in my check stubs during that first year in L.A. My employers hadn't been deducting any state or federal taxes from my payments, and it never occurred to me, or my high-priced handholders, that I should be putting any money away for that purpose. Around this time, I developed a habit of collecting all my bills, unpaid tax notices, and threatening missives from creditors into a loose, disorganized bundle and jamming them into that cupboard above the kitchen sink. A growing paper monster. Not wanting to think about it any more than I had to, never mind actually look at it, I'd open the cupboard only long enough to feed the beast more red ink, then quickly slam the door shut. Out of sight, out of mind, like a Fibber McGee closet full of daunting, implacable absolutes. When I received my first tax bill from the IRS, I made a panicky call to B&S, and they recommended an accountant. This guy laid out an orderly method for applying all my present and future earnings toward achieving solvency, including paying off back taxes, for which services he would deduct from all present and future earnings 5% off the top. This brought my total upfront fees to a staggering 35%. You also have to stop letting employers rent cars for you and deduct the charges from your paycheck, my new accountant advised. Their rates are inflated. So he generously leased me his Porsche. My CPA's blueprint for financial recovery never made it off the drawing board. Unable to work during a prolonged SAG strike in 1980, I was nearly broke going into the second and last season of Palmerstown. After the series was canceled, there were a few jobs, but they barely earned me enough to live on, and nowhere near enough to begin seriously paying down my debts. While most out-of-work actors can supplement their income by boxing groceries or waiting tables, my alien status made this impossible. The only way I could work legally in the U.S. was as an actor. I was in a bind. Eventually, the accountant deemed me more trouble than I was worth. I fell behind in his bills, too, not only for the lease of the car, but also for his bookkeeping services. He dumped me and repossessed the Porsche. Now he was just another name on my lengthening list of creditors.